Good afternoon and welcome to the program Meet the Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM, and on the internet, www.radiodemocracy.sl. My name is Abdullahi Gbla. Like all time, you can be part of this program, and don't forget to say inside this program we get news, education, and self entertainment ready for you inside this 1 hour. If you just join we now, you host inside your motor car or now your office. Just continue for day with me inside the program as you get the opportunity for be part of the program. By the way, how you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. Don't forget to the program now Meet the Show, and it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. And me will bring the program to you this afternoon. My name na Abdullahi Gbla. We they now go straight to the program and bring you the first issue. Usai for the first time na Saloon. Saloon don't get dialysis unit at the Connaught Hospital. But one problem where then they face right now na for okay, I read this back. For the first time na Saloon don't get dialysis unit na Connaught Hospital. For people we get problem with them kidney them for help make them go live long term. But according to the consultant na dialysis unit Fatima Nyama Kamara, see then don't they get plenty challenge them. We make a call on government and other social organization them for help them na this unit also na the Connaught Hospital. Fatima Nyama Kamara talk more about this to we reporter Wani Gauja inside this interview.
We will put you in the machine. The machine they pull the blood out of your body through some filters then. What don't do right now, then don't survive. Because the world will just open the first lady from Cottage Hospital. If you don't do CS and do Igobon, then they're not able for peace for like 14 days. Now we can put on the machine, put on twice. The third time, now it begin for peace. All right. And then we stabilize them, then go back, then go do other surgery, but now they don't go home last week.
Okay. So when this dialysis process starts?
First lady, Sia Nyama Kuruma, now I ask the Israelis then for give me machines then. Dialysis machines then. So then give them 4 machines then. We then give them the 4 machines and 9 self-taker, it donate them to the country, Connaught Hospital. They install with water, the 22nd, and then go back. Okay. So, and we start the 14th of December. Now we start.
Okay, you just talked about water. How water important by this dialysis process?
Very, very important. And not to the water, what would they drink? The water, what would they go and say, we'll get in this country, dirty for dialysis. Because that water they get for mix with the blood. And if the water they mix with the blood, you don't forget no germs, no nothing. Because if not to that, the person will die.
So how can we manage the dirty water?
Well, we get the machines, then at the back, we will show you where it is set by process. They go through sediment pump, carbon pump, the light where they finally kill all the germs before it go meet the machine where they take care of the patient then.
Okay, so from December 12th, it's on a start, right? People that we don't go to this dialysis unit and come out successfully. We for the statistics of people then.
Yes, December we get like 8 patients, 2 from America, the rest now from here. And then this month, right now we get 3, where they do on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. And this then get for they do on till the rest of their lives.
Every day?
3 times a week.
Alright, so yeah. Where person they come for can do this dialysis? Na free?
Not so free or expensive. You get forget IV line for level, it will connect you to the machine. And with that, if you get line, na $100. If you not get line or equivalent to Sierra Leone money, exchange rate na $700.
So you mean like every time?
Every time when you come, every time when you come.
Okay, so what if in that situation where somebody they in their need of the dialysis and you not get money for pay after time, what is on that kind of?
Right now, nothing. Because we get for sustain this. It better for let we sustain her now than you get for go Ghana, Nigeria, Mali, India. And like I say, when you don't get this, now forever. So you go live now somebody else in country for just take care of this. We don't get her now. So for pay, I know say it expensive, but it better than still you not get for pay, your line ticket, you not get for pay, hotel fee.
Okay, so when person they do this dialysis, they not actually need for do transplant, kidney transplant?
Yes, you go need them if you able to get
so
a donor.
So it's preferable?
Well, no preference, no day. If you able to get somebody for donate the kidney to you, you can go India, then go to do a transplant. But for now, Sierra Leone will not reach that stage date.
So the dialysis can help?
It they keep you alive. It they keep you alive.
That brings me to challenges because this hospital will get lots of machines and you don't go show me around, not see lots of machines. How are they able to cope with them machines here and what's now the challenges they want to face?
Well, right now, the challenges are a lot. Salon, things and they move too slowly. Thing will for happen one day, it will take 1 month for doing. So the challenges are so many. Yes, I don't train nurses there. I will need some more nurses there. You can forget an extra training for able to work now. I'm not going to be able to pull nurse now. Any unit or any ward, I say can't work now if we not get any training. It's not possible. But the one that don't train right now, I don't train six, and they're very good at what they do. And then I don't get me biomed technicians, and we go for need more. Okay. But the challenges are consumables, like the filter where for clean the machine, the saline where for use, the needle then where for use, the catheter then where for use. We need them in all day in this country. Pass to get for order them from another country where they do dialysis. And the water more, but they try, we don't tell God thank you, would they get control over that because the water dirty, bad. First, with the Israelis and Canadians, so supposed for change the filter then every 3 months. We they change them every week because the water so dirty that it not make sense. It's frustrating. Like I say, we need help. Even when they like somebody for donate small TV, so that because them patients are then they sit on at that machine there for 4 long hours. If then they watch TV, it could distract them a little bit. At this stage, some of them then depressed, and it depressing. You not get money for pay, not all the time. You know, it expensive. That self na stress alone. But if like then counting in the day, the person go they laugh small bit, you know go feeling too much.
In name na Fatmata Nyama Kamara and it be the end of interview day with Wiggy Potter Wane Gauja. We usa it talks say the dialysis unit na the Connaught Hospital they face some challenge them as they don't begin for operate the program na meet the show and they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. May we bring and come to you this afternoon. My name na Abdullah Bla. We they push the program go before and bring you another issue. Inside 2010, the president been come with the free healthcare initiative for picking them under 5, Belewoman and Kumbra them, but plenty concern don't they come out from the people them where this initiative they target, and then say, they know they get better access to the facility. This make inside 2016, Health Network Sierra Leone go do one survey where show say, plenty people still they continue forget challenge them. More so na the western area where you come by the free healthcare service them. Inside this interview with reporter Princess Pierce, the national coordinator, the national director for Health Network Sierra Leone, Robert Kondima Kagbo, we ask government for do more for make people them benefit and get access to the free healthcare facility na the country.
We get concerned, especially for the overall performance within the health sector for 2016, where we feel say like quite a number of challenges. What we feel is a need for the address urgently because of recent we do monitoring at the district, especially like we visited Bujon and Moyamba and followed overall assessment within the health sector within the district. After we visited those districts, we will get the opportunity for engage both the HMT and the district council, look at the pitfall within the sector. So there are quite a number of challenges raised, especially for the free health care. You know, there's an institution where we charge you responsibility for take those drugs to those districts and ensure see then take them to send at the various PHUs and that peripheral health unit and then district and then. But we find out say like when we go to Pujam, we engage with the district council, the chairman of the district with the council health committee, make them very clear. We find out say that they face with challenges, especially for take the drugs, for go to them and the various PHUs them. There is no vehicle, especially on availability of utility vehicle to take then drugs and then other pictures. And some drugs and Kinete and Kimprel and then not many use for the beneficiary in the district. And by and large, some of these communities are affected by distance and then the road network is very poor for take then drugs and they forgo, which is a major concern because from since the introduction of the 12th grade 2010 and to now coincidence 16, some difficulty, you know, the Ebola outbreak exposed the weakness of the healthcare system. Government really need to do more because people, they do raise concern. People, especially the beneficiary for access those facilities, they face a lot of challenges. And just last year also again, we do what we call patient satisfactory survey. We are coordinating and support the project. We go to Bombali, we find out a lot of challenges and how Beloma to access those facilities and the major concern. We want to ensure that these problems still lay at the sector. We want to ensure that President Kouma, we call on President Kouma now for take the bold step, for go to those, take in time, for go pay on the spot visit to them, government, referral hospital, and PHUs them. Let's see the state of people that are out there at the province, they face a challenge for access to those facilities and they.
So why now the president you call for looking to the issue in order the Ministry of Health for Leona Gusidom and talk things over?
The reason why we decide for call president that the fact say President Kouma one in wisdom a thought and fit wisely for introduce a free health care for ensure say a cater for the poor, especially for the challenge we don't know the face with economic challenge. And Rufi saying he not make any mistake for introduce the free health care. Now very good news. But one for ensure say even though he has the left power now, but baby. The sector succeed on the left governance. And we feel saying now in go able provide the right leadership for ensure say go change the perception of health worker. You look at the current president of Tanzania, when the president assumed office, you see he made major challenge in the sector, the health sector. What he do? He go make on the spot visit now all land government hospitals them. And just say any doctor we don't meet in present, especially health worker, the decision is start. So if the president Kouma, they take in time over the weekend. You don't even notify the authority of those government hospitals. Go to there, see whether if you then got the perform the duty. If you go there, look for the roster, look at the attendance list, and you know, go there, immediately and dismiss you out of the job. They don't take an hold for serve humanity, and then for really serve humanity and for provide the right leadership. Like current hospital, if you say that a major challenge, they go. If you go there, no better proper machinery for check. And you see, you go there, the outpatient, then the partner do. And we feel see the number, the population don't increase. And there is a need for make them locate current hospital somewhere else so that people will access those facilities. And more construction of peripheral duty need for be done. All them this is and this so that people will get affordable and access to those facilities and they.
As an organization where they advocate for good health and for human rights business, you don't experience lack in the free health care. So what you una don't do so far for promote, for sustain this health care issue?
We as a civil society, we speak on behalf of the people of this country. And the beneficiaries that would have the access to those facilities, now we speak on behalf of them. Now that make we use a bottom-up approach, where we do advocacy, one-to-one engagement, and right engage the ministry and do the advocacy in a public forum so that the president will understand him that major challenge. People they suffer, the beneficiary they face a constraint, even though there is significant difference don't make, but more need to be done. Especially one key area we'll look at, the area of ambulance. The ambulance is also a major challenge for them this day. For instance, if you go like place like Kwainadugu, you understand? You know, some of this area they're affected by distance. This Belauman go say, okay, in Bele go to art. You want for go move to point A to point B. And some of the PHUs are not on the same side and they pass you for make a mile before you go to the inside and they. So it's a matter of urgency that they need to distribute the ambulance and they. Now every government referral hospital and PHUs and then with this disaster. Then ambulance not need for keep. Government really need for pulling awareness and distribute out.
Free healthcare, you don't say where they don't implement it. All along concern only come on from people where they go for go access and they will get them. Why now una they raise this concern or don't una not raise them from all along?
Well, this not now we don't start this concern. Like I said, we don't be part of the process since 2010. We don't play a major role within the health sector. Based on the advocacy, government makes some strive for improve this status, but government need only for do more. Even the recent budget allocation, you see the amount of money where government makes the ministry request for. You understand? More need more capacity building for strengthening the system. Government really need for empower the DC health management team and even for build customer base, for especially for those who access those facilities.
So you say una don't really advocacy today. So waiting. Una de ufuna, which really una wants for lay up in?
Well, we will want for let the poor, especially the beneficiaries and they who for access those facilities, forget affordable and access those facilities and they. We the call now as a civil society for make it take the bold step for visiting hospital and they on the spot so that you will see if a change your good day within the health sector.
In name now Robert Kondima Kabo and in the director for Health Network Sierra Leone, and in the interview day with reporter Princess Pierce, who say he talk about challenge them with people on the face with the free healthcare initiative in the country. The program made they should continue and not forget to come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. You can be part of the program by way of you send text message to the number 077-981-981 where they push the program go before and take another issue we get for do with well body business. World Cancer Day can be February 4 any year where the world can remember this day for raise awareness for the sick, and this celebration in theme for this year now we can I can. But according to the chairman for the Sierra Leone Cancer Society, Saloon no go celebrate this day because Saloon they be enforced for control the sick. Well, we reporter Sabtu Kalon look inside this and go now report.
February for any year, na World Cancer Day. Where this day na for let country them raise more awareness on cancer. And according to the chairman for the Sierra Leone Cancer Society, when a society where they work with the Ministry of Health, where the NG set up for address all issues them on cancer in the country, the chairman for the Sierra Leone Cancer Society, Dr. Simon Owies, start for talk about waiting a cancer.
Cancer actually in a group. A large group of diseases where they affect every part of our body, every tissue, every cell, so we can get cancer from.
Dr. Simon always continues to say for Saloon, the type of cancer the way people they get more, now cervix and breast cancer. As cancer sick then at the one whole world, one report where World Health Organization do inside 2012, it shows say, but 14.1 million cancer cases they been at the one whole world. Where out of this 14.1 million, 7.4 million cancer cases na man they get them, and 6.7 million na woman they get them. This report also shows say, the 14.1 million cancer cases where people don't get inside 2012 go increase by 24 million, and the chairman for Sierra Leone Cancer Society, Dr. Simon Owi, say the figure them na something we possibly not go glad for. As he say, this don't show say country them for put more effort for fet cancer come out in the world. And say for Saloon, some people still not they accept say cancer day. Where this is say not they help them pan fight against cancer. As he say, Saloon not go non say yet for fet cancer.
But we stubborn, not they agree accept things. Get for push there in the end, then see and the thing they kill. They kill. But at this stage, I go honestly tell you, say, now we they begin crawl. We not map it. But through this cancer day, where the whole world is celebrate on Saturday, we finally then see we now, and that day we can get help.
It continues, say, World Cancer Day important for Saloon because it not just they make their raise awareness, but this day they make their way they address cancer in a Saloon, able know the status of the sick, and they measure them where they can need for put in place.
Well, it's important to we so that people then go know. Say one this day we then don't map aside big charter in Paris. We don't turn to some celebration or other country. We will commemorate them the 4th of every February every year, so that we can come out let people then. We know they read or write, or people that we don't know at all, they not get access to them.
The chairman for Sierra Leone Cancer Society, Dr. Simon Owi, say the theme for this World Cancer Day, now we can, I can. Where this end say mean, now for let all man join and effect cancer come out na the world. Well, woman clinic don't they operate in a saloon for over 10 years, and they don't they encourage woman and man them for go do cancer test, as they don't they raise awareness to the public for let people know more about cancer. And according to Adija Tusalam, head of Sister Nawel Woman Clinic, he explained the type of cancer where man they get and waiting can be designed them.
The man them prostate cancer, no same man we want wait. He can pump the wet, not the spring. If you see human, you begin peace like we pump one lock. If they peace, blood they come out. If they peace, they act you bad one. If you like say human part by you, the one begin die by you. If you see yourself, they get a severe waste bone problem there. Sometimes the way the prostate can kick don't enlarge, they get paralysis now to foot them. Prostate gland, it mostly na the urinary function of the man I can affect.
Adija Tusalam, head of Sister Nawel Woman Clinic, say though people they go for do the cancer test, but other people am still they deny say cancer no day. Jennifer Rena Thomas, na the program director for Well Woman Clinic. I say first time, people know they take cancer with seriousness, as the health sector self, nobody they focus on cancer like other sick them.
Was not relevant issue, an important issue, not alone. But now they don't see, say, they don't try, most of the issue they will be they write up, they try for get rid of the one lady, and they have succeeded to a certain extent. And now cancer has come up in the agenda, in the health agenda.
The program director for Well Woman Clinic, Jennifer Rena Thomas, say people don't die of cancer where they don't know. And this is say now because Salono gets a medical facility them for treat people with cancer.
Able for advocate, follow, get them big machine them, you know, for screen, get treatment, get an oncology department, we go help the country for good before with this cancer.
Jennifer Rena Thomas, the program manager at Well Woman Clinic, same way so say, with the effort of other well body center them, like Thinking Pink, Crusader and other one in the country, then go able for control cancer na salon, now that the Ministry of Health don't put cancer na the agenda. Ready Democracy be turn the mic to people for know the level of awareness where people get about cancer sick.
Let me know about cancer, as I say. Where you take money, put on the breast, then put on the breast, and one plastic, you take it, you put on the say that they only they cause cancer. And then let me know about.
Well, I mean, a man, we really aware about cancer because according to media, we actually see media, can even talk about cancer. In fact, I always say too much of smoking cigarettes. It can make you get cancer. Cancer on the toe. They say if they not cut that toe, the cancer they go right inside the system. Yes. So they take and say now cancer na a bad sequence. They work inside system.
What you making doubt about cancer? Now only now woman no more the whole cancer on man can get cancer. Now me doubt with me, but this one no system. Cancer at the everybody cancer and cancer, but I don't know why. How comes post the cancer? I can see now two money, two iron, but actually I never see post oge cancer. One day in my life. Then they say, then they talk about this thing. They say cancer is fearful pass, Ebola self. But not to everybody aware about cancer.
Aware about cancer because since I educate, I read, I follow up in other countries. Them. But Salon, the sensitization about cancer is very, 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 you know, day.
According to medical experts on cancer, cancer the way people can get more preventable if you eat nutritious food, maintain healthy weight, and do physical exercise fast. The theme for this World Cancer Day, now we can, I can. Women say, all man as Salon get role for play for fight against cancer. For the Society for Radio Democracy, me na Sabtiyu Kalon.
Plenty thank you to Sabtiu Kalon for that report they will get for do with cancer sick na the country. Not forget to say tomorrow we na February 4 na the World Cancer Day. But according to the chairman for the Salon Cancer Society, say we're not going to celebrate that because like we did be in more where you camp issue them we get for do for fate the sick. But I hope say information we don't get from that report the way Sabtiu Kalon put together will help you as way for raise awareness. Make you not get the sick. The program na meet the show and it come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. My name na Adulai Gbla. We push the program go before and now we go inside entertainment business. We say inside January 8th, our Kamara been left Salon for go represent the country na the Miss Universe 2016-2017 na Philippines. Inside Usai Ibn say France be win the competition where but 87 countries them been take part. And according to our Kamara, he say focus now for empower girl picking them na the country. Our Kamara talk this where he return back na Salon after 3 weeks na the Philippines. Usai go take part for the Miss Universe 2016-2017. Well, we reporter Muhammad Sharif get more and go now report.
Pageantry, as white people call them, na a special event or celebration where women and girl pikin them can use close tradition and ceremonies them for showcase them country them. And women them wake one for do pageantry can start them na den local community them win na den country. We make different people can represent den country them na the world. And one pageant event here where women them can they represent den country them na Miss Universe. We don't create the opportunity for women and girl picking them for over 65 years. But according to report, now the first and this person, they represent Salon na Miss Universe na Philippines. Hawa Kamara, now the person will go represent and showcase Salon and be left Salon January 8th and come back Salon Thursday February 2. Usa Imama been first receiver na Secret Express na Abadi Freetown.
Hey, I love you so much.
With that gladness, friends, family, and other people being same also receive them through the cultural way. But the first question when I be asked our Kamara, we been going to represent Salon. Now the lesson where it be learned na Miss Universe 2016.
First of all, when you go inside and day, you get for be all about your country. I go land say you get for like your country, you get for push your country, you get for support your country. That's when you go there, they no get for call you your name, they get for call you your country, you get for be as patriotic as you can.
But waiting how I been talk. For showcase Salon internationally.
I will talk about how beautiful Sierra Leone is and how we the people get good energy towards life. For example, I talk about how we don't suffer boku, but we still get hope, we still the push for every country go before. And then be more particular about the Ebola, how the Ebola they go and so blah 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 and the fruit for camp. So I been get for make later understand say nothing again they go on again. All story then and then.
What do you create? We be new.
One voice.
Hawa Kamara been Kayon say it been difficult for him for left the country because he say no be get the couple where he say we need them for go.
Imagine ticket business and they you get for pay for franchise that will pass $7,000 just for go let you go showcase your country. So that been big challenge. People them any kind way we then get for the support beauty pageant, let them support them or anybody they come on a salon for go represent. So why don't cancel? I get for can focus on empowering the girl child, support them at in school business, then talent them, etc. And I get for the work hand in hand with sisters supporting sisters organization.
Natasha Becklin, now the owner Miss Universe Salon. We serve na the coach for Hawa Kamara. We same also happen for be the former Miss Salon for 2011 na Miss Wall. Been encourage government for more support, even though he say get support from the Ministry of Tourism and Cultural Affairs and serve other people.
In terms of Hawa Kamara being the first person for Go Miss Universe, this last one, Siwa applied for 6 years ago, and this is the first time they ever work with Sierra Leone. Little thing that I learned from this experience now, make governments give we more support. I meet with so many other countries where governments name fully they support them. We ask for more governmental officials, make them help, we make we continue for push them picking there. 87 contestants and compete. Then they do say you can 1, 2, 3, 4. Then they do 1 to 13. If you don't make 1 to 13, you number. Then I'll try. How I not
so make them from 1 to 13?
how are not make her 1 to 13. I think all man we watch Miss Universe disappointed say how are not been there in 13. But me on accomplishments, not for say how are making to top 13. CNN can interview. CNN called Miss Universe only for interview Hawa Kamara from the Republic of Sierra Leone. 87 countries and they see one thing in Hawa Kamara. Now interview they go viral. And for me, as a producer, my goal was accomplished.
But the question we want to ask now why Hawa not been able to make them up from 1 to 13?
Me, something in the game we say they look for somebody with the best selling stories. And I can say Hawa in story, not as devastating as they were expecting. So I'm picking and go, me mama die, don't die, papa don't die. Moska bang me yesterday, na mikayaso. I been get brain tumor, but na mikayaso. Me na cancer survivor, na mikayaso. Then me they expect to make Hawa say, me na Ebola survivor. And which she's not.
What he do?
Just a regular girl with a loving mother and comes from a loving family and a supportive country.
Natasha Beckling been encourage woman and young girl then. We want for go Miss Universe 2017 and other years them for learn and speak good English so that he say then go able for represent the country fine.
Salon get too many problems the way they face. For make we care contestants go we not able for compose simple sentence. So number one, if you remember for go Miss Universe, you know sabi talk English, you not get any educational background, not so mere you they work for another agency.
Aminata Ture, na the mami for Hawa Kamara say in a one person we not been like or support anybody we put on paper. Pageantry, but say now they support.
And I think when me been there against us, so while me picking can find himself now that side, I glad him more. So again, the support more for let be would I be so today because I know say he get feature. I be not see her in him, and I love her.
Olu Patrick Becklin been share small palin experience to me because plenty time people on they say the papa them knocking or support them girl picking them for put on pageantry business.
When me picking actually start pageantry, that was in 2009. I go meet this crown and the sash Napala. I say, wait in this. My mama tell me, say, you just come up with one pageant. I say, really? The initial reaction from me, of course, like any other parent, was waiting lead them to this. When I don't discuss with her now, I tell me, say, I did one because I want to use this opportunity for help other people. Now I say, well, if that's what you like, I'm ready for support you 100%. And since then, I don't support her in so many pageants. I think, say, we get for allow the picking for grow in doing the things that we don't like for do the most, especially if not team we go further than development and contribute to society.
As now France be win the 2016 Miss Universe, now Philippines, the 2016 Miss Universe will go represent Salon. They expect say Salon people go give full support to the person will go represent the country 2017 at the Miss Universe with vote, couple and other things then. Because he say with that, Salon go do more na the world. For the Society for Ready Democracy, Mohammed Sherif, the report.
Plenty thank you to Mohammed Sherif for that wonderful report that we get for do with Miss Universe and pageantry na the country, the program na meet the show where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and they also get to you online on www.radiodemocracy.sl. My name na Abdullahi Gbla and you can be part of the program by way how you can send text message to the number 077-981-981. But for now, just relax and enjoy this music, Yasu.
Entice. Somebody else? Uh-huh. Humblest. You know, yeah. Humblest. Very.
Sexy lady, your booty body, they trouble my mind, oh. By the way that you went, it be like you go sabi do that, oh. Ubiri, ubiri, where they make my man tempo the rise, oh. If I should stand by your side, baby girl, you go do me be that, oh. Baby Bugatti, yeah. Baby Bugatti, yeah.
Make me want to direct you, baby. This is your hips, make me lick my lips, make me feel like I'm tipsy, baby. You got my rotate, oh yeah. Back down, make me knock you back down. And then when I think of you, my brain they knock you back down. Oh yeah, I'm a man, roll up, loving the way you they shake up. Oh my sexy mommy, no problem, 'cause I'm loving the way you they rotate.
Sexy lady, your booty bag is a trap on my mind. If I should stand by your side,
respect in my goals. It's waiting you carry for Azuka. No bad man feel look you pass. Sexy lady, I'm a booty bag in the trouble my mind. By the way that you went, it be like you was on your dance. Who did it? Let me make my own step on your eyes. If I just stand by your side, you hear it.
Well, I hope say you don't enjoy that music day. We come to you inside the program, Meet the Show, and our one way Humble Smith do, and he feature Timaya. today na Friday, and thank God it's Friday, and I hope say you they get a very nice time with the program as we they bring you information and self entertainment. The program na Meet the Show, where they come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. My name na Abdullah Blah, where they push the program go before. As we for settle, Plaba and Self Wing Development na Konyadugu District, Kailaun and Moyamba District, Farm Will Talk International, Campaign for Good Governance, and the Government of Saloon, Dongo launch the Inclusive District Peace Development Committee na Kabala inside Konyadugu District. Usai, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Maya Kaikai, say, the country don't they come now forget law, we go make people not take passports, ID card, and other national documents them if they not pay the local tax. We reporter Usman Kamara Bindena Koinadugu District and put this report together.
Campaign for Good Governance, Fambul Talk International, and the Government of Sierra Leone, with support from UNDP and New Deal, Dongo Pool Nado, the Inclusive District Development Committee, na Kabala inside Koinadugu District, we go the look and settle Plaba, na Kainlaun, Kabala, and Moyamba District. We immediately talk inside the launching ceremony. The executive director for Fambul Talk International, John Cocker, begin talk about the objective them of this committee.
The objective now for consolidate and strengthening the inclusive district peace and development committees them, look at the big picture challenges in the district and find a way for address them. Now a new approach, inclusive governance approach for tackle district problems, but not only problems, but also achievements. Well, now a pilot, we don't work on this pilot for the last 1 year and some months. Not to just Konyadugu district, we na Kailaun, Moyamba and Konyadugu district. And somebody go ask why then this is the name. We choose them by region. One at the eastern region, one at the north, and one at the south. Now for just make sure say we're able to pilot this process at the three regions then and learn from there and cascade them across the whole country. This is not just Fambu Talk. We do a collaboration with the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development, Catalyst for Peace, UNDP, the New Deal, and of course now Konyadugu and a campaign for good governance and then lead. Now a different way of work, but it's more of an inclusive.
John Cocker continues say, from last year we then formed this committee, the committee don't able set to Plaba we don't in Kailaun district for over 9 years between the council and the paramount chief them.
In Konyadugu here, they don't avert some crisis them. They're not able to intervene na one or two chiefdoms them where if they don't blow up. Even the recent youth crisis, they're able to intervene. Dialogue with the police and they're able to dialogue with other stakeholders and the youth rep are also part of the structure. Kailaun, a lot of achievement also because they're able to avert a crisis with the youths and the councils. And in Kailaun, they're able to resolve over 9 years conflict between the council and the paramount chiefs them, where fully go lead to major development at the district, that is revenue collection. The council and the paramount chiefs, they normally see eye to eye in the revenue collection. But they work on that for the past 1 year, and when we did at Kailaun last week, they symbolically signed an agreement between the Council of Paramount Chiefs and the District Council for say they all go embark on a joint revenue collection. And at the end of the day, then go divide the proceeds by percentage. The council get 60% because of the overhead, then the chiefdoms then get 40%.
We in the talk for Pool Nado the committee, the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Maya Kaikai say this project go make people self contribute inside nation building. Not the country.
This is great inclusive governance. It's very good because when you involve the people to plan what they want, then the best way they are. When they divide Konyadugu into two districts now, when they get Konyadugu one district, then Konyadugu two district. The Konyadugu one and Konyadugu. But the name way, whatever the other district, we don't go sit on our office as government, as local government, I go give you a name. That make a grand for this kind of program here. Now when I get to that district, when I want for when I get name for that other district, when they come back and consult with them. But we not stop you. When you look at the primary chiefs that we go for today, now when they can get us face 190 primary chiefs.
The minister, same way so say, a ministry go give support to the committee and self say, and I go say again, logo candy for people when not the grip paid and tax, not go able for take passport, license, ID card, and other documents them.
Under the new administration, would now can make a law. If you want to go for passport or license, if you not go look at tax, make you. Because you want to go to school, you don't 18 years. You want to go for let go admit you at that school then. If you that not take look at tax for you, we'll make you. We need to admit you because look at tax that want keep it right for everybody to get a Sierra Leonean. The ministry, we a partner, and we're ready to give the support to Fambu Talk and all the ones that win at the IP with the party thing. So let we ensure say this thing is whole water and let we make sure say it spread over now this country. Because if this thing spread over this country, it become a national thing. I believe say people then go now people enjoy waiting now. Governance, because that means say we don't give them the opportunity to let them put more a salon business, because then the people then now they get salon.
The minister end up tell thank you to CGG, Fambul Talk International, and other organization them. We come together for set up this committee for the Society for Radio Democracy. Mina Usman Kamara the report.
Plenty thank you to Usman Kamara for that report today. The program midday show, they continue. And you can be part of the program by way of you can send text message to the number 077-981-981. My name na Abdullah Agbla. We will take another issue. Inside with thoughts, the edition of the program Good Morning Saloon, we've been talked to one member na the All People's Congress Party, we na APC, and in name na Vandy Kone, we same way so wanting up for the Secretary General position na the All People's Congress Party. He been write one letter to the chairman and leader for the All People's Congress Party, we na the president, Dr. Ernest Bai Koroma, for call on the party executive for pull date for the party delegates conference, where he say the term don't pass. But after this interview, the Deputy Publicity Secretary na the All People's Congress Party, Cornelius Devo, say the concern them where Dr. Vandy Kone raised na because he don't know waiting being come out from the party in last convention. Cornelius Devo talk more to with producer Alex Lorenz Kuruma inside this interview.
The membership of the All People's Congress Party listen with serious interest the reports we on a plate with Vandy Kone comrade. They raise issues them way to the general membership of the party, very much on APC and in style, and they very much believe say Vandy Kone totally unaware of the processes and procedures by which the party they operate. Rightly speaking, Vandy Kone, a member of the party, a member of the APC Disabled Wing, and now one of the strong pioneers from the South. But however, the issues being raised by him with regards the list of delegates them to the next national convention and also dates for all the next national convention hanging on the supposition that the tenure of the current executive no long expire, clearly should say Vandy Kone not aware of waiting na being the decisions them of the last convention held in Freetown in 2018, and he also not aware of the current direction where the party they move.
Alright, let me look at it. Talk about the last decision where the party may take. When have been the decision then?
At the last convention we will be held in Freetown 2013, during which Vandy Kone self be express intention to vie for the Secretary Generalship. At the end of the convention, the National Delegates Conference then we be assembled with foresight, then realize say, there are constitutional provisions we get for make an obvious that political boundaries them and demarcations them go get for change before. So say, by law, censors for conduct, and by law, neck for demarcate new political boundaries. So as a result, for avoid holding two conventions, the delegates that will be there, they say, notwithstanding the fact, say, the executive will then they elect in 2013, then tenure will expire after 3 years, but then for continuing in office, as the next national delegates conference will forget after that one, they will be old, 2013, for be held within 12 months to the next general election, we get for be 2018. Which means, say, the executive will continue and the party will only hold convention within 12 months to the date of the next general election. And as a party, the constitution make it very clear, say, decisions of the national convention shall be binding on the party. So therefore, that is why even when people they talk about flag bearer, you can always try to remind them of that provision there. Because another of the 6 resolutions states, say, the issue of flag bearer will be only discussed within 1 year to the conduct of the next general election.
Right. Plenty of people they speculate, say, the next general election will be February 2018. So in office again, that now the more reason we make Mr. Connick come up with the concern there.
Rightly speaking, elections by constitutional provision for be held anytime between December and March, because by constitutional provision, election for be held not earlier than 30 days, not later than 90 days, will parliament dissolve. Same way to the presidency. But however, as a party, we on practice not to for worse with dirty linings in public. We don't able for comport ourselves in a manner we don't make a party very distinct from other political parties there, where they choose the media as a platform for raise issues of internal concern. We are a well-structured political institution, and where we get channels then wherein people can ask them questions today. While asking such question, not to any wrong way a member can do, but however, not to part of the APC style or APC pattern for asking question in the social media or conventional media.
You talk about December election or so. December when? 2018.
What I mean December election? I know they talk, I say, if parliament for dissolve by constitutional provision, then would they expect, say, general election for ordinary members of parliament for be any term between December and March 2018. So therefore, as a party, we can hold with convention any term whether within 1 year scope to the date of that election day. So we can hold with convention January, we can hold with convention February, we can hold with convention March, we can hold with convention December. But I tell you, say, from hindsight and looking at the political future of this country, we realize, say, constitutional provisions then they will get for ensure, say, constituency and ward boundary demarcations there go get for change. So if we hold convention now, assuming USA Udeso, APC party office, a constituency one on it. But by the new projection, again for big constituency 125 or 122. So which means if we hold convention, we get chairman here when our constituency 108, where constituency 108 now in the new demarcation at Waterloo, get for the, it means say, that existing structure, they get for be declared null and void. So we will get for go election convention back. So for avoid that rigorous exercise day, that waste of money day, and that make we delegate them in the 2013 convention, we don't say we not go hold convention until 1 year, within 1 year to the next election.
Right. In any way, Mr. Kone violates the party rules and regulation.
Well, when I party, we feel, say, we believe, say, every member gets a right for expressing views. But however, we get conventional patterns by which we express with views. And we not go want there with people them copy bad example. Bad example in the sense that the APC not a party where they raise questions on social media. The APC not a party where they raise questions by going to the radio. The APC na party we get structural structures in place through which way you go able for express your views. And I think say, Mr. Vandy Corner don't come to that realization day, because just not too long ago, the disabled wing of the APC, meet with the National Secretary General together with them. We are in a conceit say, yes, now waiting somebody will call overzealousness, you know, and we believe, say, anybody will get good intention for the party can sometimes be overzealous. But we accommodate them as we brother, and we know, say, don't realize, say, there are channels, them, there are avenues, the way it been used for raise them questions and the not to the correct avenues them.
So would they expect any action for them, or will see any punishment at the end of the day?
Well, I'm not gonna determine whether an action will be punishable. But however, I will tell you very clearly, say, an action, na an action where a vast majority of party members then frown at, and I think say INSEF don't come to that realization then.
In name na Cornelius Devo, and in na the national deputy national publicity secretary na the All People's Congress Party, and it will end that interview day with the producer Alex Lawrence Kuruma, who say it will react to one concern where one of the APC party member them being raised inside one letter we write to the leader and chairman of the party, say then for try called it or put it for the party and delegate conference. The program na meet the show with come to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM and on the internet www.radiodemocracy.sl. Don't forget to, you can be part of the program by way of you go send text message to the number 077-981-981. You go take part or talk on any issue them we don't come inside the program. We they push the program go before and bring you another issue. As the Corporate Affairs Commission gets responsibility for register all business and company them in the country, the commission don't publish names them of company them and serve web some name them of some company them that then register, because them say then company also not agree for register with the Corporate Affairs Commission. We make the chief executive officer for and registrar for the Corporate Affairs Commission, Michaela Mackey, say the commission may don't give deadline to over 600 company them and self business host them for we not register it and business for register with the company. And it talk more about this to a reporter David Van Boy inside this interview.
After the 31st of December, we been get for go through the administrative process for begin to clean up the database. That means the one the way we don't register, we get for take them off that database, and all the one the way you mean it means say then get for be struck off. Now the 1st of February, now we don't publish the first list of companies when close to 600 companies where they don't be struck off. What in and they mean? It means that once the commission don't strike you off, you no get right for operate as a company anymore. If you operate as a company, you would do so illegally because you no get the mandate for being able to use that company namely, and you go to attract a daily fine.
The man where you know me get the idea before, he go feel say it's still for the operate. We don't know say in company no legal. I will not try for each them pull and they.
Well, okay, first of all, once we don't put information in the public domain, the assumption is that one way or the other, the information will get to you. Not to be responsibility for actually contact every company individually for informing them about the status. There are instances where, as a commission, yes, we are bound to send certain notices to company before we take certain action. But under this particular section where we try for implement, so this particular provision, we not get for do dandy, okay? So once it is in public domain, it is namely there within, you know, the attention of any company. If a company name has been published where it feels, say, it need more information for, we, of course, we are there to serve the public. We would listen to them and we will go for making the noting and the repercussions if you continue for use that name day when you actually don't be struck off.
So when the registration process will be gone, roughly, over almost come to now register?
Well, through the course of the year, we had a whole year, then a 12-month period where we would encourage companies and for car register. We receive a total of 983 applications. And for make and family understand how much we ready for work with the corporate sector, even companies will submit incomplete applications. Ordinarily, we not for even process them. But what did we do? We actually write to some of them companies, then they in some cases then send their emails then for telling, say, we don't receive an application, but on our application not complete, there's still A, B, and C missing. When I send them one and they for not send them to within this day with time, we could still register on our. And we did have a lot of companies appreciate that effort on we part and they may comply, and we go ahead for register them. But for those where after 12 months, after we don't want so many notifications and press, we don't cover a lot of media and publicity, we don't get workshops throughout the course of the year, both in Freetown and the provinces, and they still not submit the application. You wait, take the commission, get for go through all these administrative processes and rigorous processes for the cleanup in database, and we publish, then now you want for submit the application. Definitely, you could get for be penalized for all of that before we could even consider reinstating you as a company.
In him na Michael Amake and in na the executive officer for the Corporate Affairs Commission, and with the end of interview with the reporter David Van Boy. The program na mid the show and the country from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. We go take their message them yasu, we come na we inbox. This one as we say, thanks to our Kamara, Miss Beckley and Mrs. Asma James for your effort. They come from Tunde Scott na Fobe. This one, as they say, our is marvelous. Thank you for that great performance you put out there. God bless you. This person not saying any name. This one, also, who will take and will be the last message for now. Go say, Corporate Affairs Commission, una don't try, una continue with the good work. Well, na yasu, we go tap the text message them, and same with so, na yasu, the program meet the show go tap for today. Plenty thank you to my colleague them, we don't go out and about for bring you different reports and self interview them for make the program yasu how it turns so today. So we producer Alex Terence Kuruma and self technical man Wena Otis Parkinson Thomas and the rest of the production team. Me, we don't bring the program to Una this afternoon. My name na Abdullah Bula. So till next time we this program midday will come to Una, I will say tata and get yourself a blessed weekend.